Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Beth Bielo, and you're listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. Being an entrepreneur requires that you wear many hats. You're the researcher, the developer, the big picture person, and the nitty-gritty details person. You come up with the goods, and you deliver the goods. And while all of that is going on, you're always promoting yourself and your business. I refer to it as perpetual promotion, and it can be one of the biggest energy drains for the introvert entrepreneur. But what if there was a new way to look at promoting yourself, one that fit your personality, your needs, and your strengths? My guest today is here to give us some tips and insights on how we can promote ourselves with ease and authenticity while honoring our introverted preferences. Nancy Ankowitz is the author of Self-Promotion for Introverts, The Quiet Guide to Getting Ahead. Nancy is a business communication coach specializing in career advancement and presentation skills. Her clients range from CEOs to emerging leaders in the business and creative worlds. She has spoken at New York University, Columbia University, the Smithsonian Institution, and the U.S. Navy. Nancy is a prolific blogger for Psychology Today, and she's appeared in the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Wall Street Journal, Monster.com, Marie Claire, Self, and Women's Day. Previously, Nancy managed marketing communications for a multi-billion dollar business as a vice president at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Nancy, I am so honored to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Oh, I am thrilled to be part of this show. Thank you so much, Beth.
So to get us started, you know, you've got this marketing communications background, and now you've shifted, and it sounds like you've been doing the communication coaching for a number of years.
Yes.
And how did you come to decide to focus on introverts in particular?
I was born one.
From the womb.
I don't think I knew it right away. I knew there was something a little different. But it got confirmed when I was in the corporate world on Wall Street, and I was doing some marketing there, and the whole department got the Myers-Briggs type indicator assessment, and mine came up that I was an introvert, among other things. We know we're all complex personalities, and there's
right.
So many aspects to ourselves. So I learned I was an introvert, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting. And it also confirmed that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you if you're an introvert. It just means you recharge, you regain your energy, you get energized more from your quiet time than from your commotion of running to the after parties or cocktail parties and all that kind of stuff. And that was definitely me. Mm-hmm. And I also really did my best at meetings. Now, of course, the corporate world is loaded with meetings. When I didn't go back-to-back meetings and when I wasn't put on the spot. So I started developing these strategies for how can I do better at meetings? How can I do better at public speaking? How can I do better at managing my time as an introvert? And both as, first as a corporate citizen, but then before that and after that as an entrepreneur. So I've run businesses for a long time as well. And it all started to make sense. So when I left the corporate world, it was to write this book and to become a coach and help other introverts excel and do what they love to do using their quiet strengths.
And what I appreciate about what you just shared is that you did not, it sounds like you didn't judge yourself in any way about,
no.
you know, being an introvert. You said, okay, so here's the information and how can I leverage it?
Nope. Now, I don't judge being an introvert, and especially since I am one. However, I differ from big chunks of our society, as you're probably aware, who do judge introverts as, you know, what's wrong with you? Why don't you get out more? Why don't you speak up? Why don't you socialize more? All those all that stuff that it does us no good instead of, you've got these amazing quiet strengths. You're great at research. You're a good reader. You're a good writer. You're good at connecting one-on-one. So why not use that instead of focusing on that you're not always going to be the life of the party? Who cares?
it's about being who you are instead of what you're not.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Big revelation there, but
it is.
Yeah. But you know, in some ways it is, because you hear about that, you know, play to your strengths and all that. But until you actually do that, it really can transform your life to really live that. A huge, especially as an entrepreneur, because as you pointed out in your wonderful introduction, you are a one-woman or one-man marching band, at least in the beginning. You are doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to harness that energy and you know, juggle all those things, even though you may be more of somebody who does things better one thing at a time and more deeply, but you need to figure out how to do that for yourself as an introvert.
You know, one of the things I really appreciated about your book was that you laid a really solid foundation in acknowledging the power of our self-talk.
Oh, yeah.
And paying attention, you know, especially when we're working on our own, you know, we're almost literally talking to ourselves a lot. and the volume can get rather loud, and the quality get kind of not as high as what it could be to really support us. And so as we start to promote ourselves, I love that you talked about the radio stations, you suck and you rock. So how do we notice when we're in that kind of lower quality place of you suck, and how can we move to you rock?
Well, noticing that we're in that you suck place, unfortunately for a lot of us, I think that chatter gets so loud, and even science has pointed to that, the fact that introverts may chatter more in our brains, that we tend to make a lot of noise, but not always outwardly. So I think it's when you're just in that place of, you know, you need to go get business, you know, you need to go call some clients, you know, you need to, you know, create your next blog post or reach out to the whomsoevers or raise funds or whatever it is, but you're just like, no, I can't do that, or no, I'm going to fail, or just that kind of stuff, or like, I'll never be as good as so-and-so. As soon as that stuff starts happening, really, it's time to catch yourself, and it starts with awareness and just saying, well, what am I doing today? And what do I need to get done today? And if you spend a big chunk of your day just sort of negating what you possibly could do, then it's time to say, okay, we need to change this around. We need to change this up and make it a more positive focus so you can actually get that client and get the word out and do whatever it is you need to do to build your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and having one thing that I've always talked about with self-talk is having compassion for yourself when you notice that it's happening.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's not, I mean, there's so many different ways, and there are lots of self-help books on this and all that. And one way is you can refute the messages, you could talk back. Another way is just meditate or relax. Another way is call a mentor. Another way is create a wallet card of all your strengths to remind yourself when you say this message to yourself, here's a rebuttal. So there are many different ways. Some people listen to some music to get them in a better place. Some people, I talk about touchstones in my book, some people, so it's more through their ears, through music. Some people will be looking at a photograph or looking at what I call a fan file of like really nice emails and other accolades and recommendations that you've received that just pick you up. Because just something simple like that can really do the trick.
It certainly helps to keep things in perspective.
Yes, keep things in perspective. Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, and I love the story you talked about a CEO or a high-level manager that, I think he said, you know, I'm out of my league.
Mm.
And his wallet card said, you know, I can catch any ball, I think.
Yeah, so, I can catch any ball. He's an excellent athlete. He plays softball really well. But, yeah, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
That's particularly powerful because, as you were just describing, it's a personal affirmation that resonates with him and is very individual. It's not an off-the-shelf solution, which you're giving us some really good ideas for how we can personally figure out what's going to work for me in reframing how I think about things.
Yes, and also his affirmation, for lack of a better word there, is also somewhat visual. He pictures himself catching any ball as an athlete. And for some people, that's helpful as well, making it something where you visualize yourself doing something that you've done before, that you've done successfully, that brings you into that more grounded place.
Well, speaking of, you know, being grounded, one of the things that I know keeps me grounded is remembering to be authentic. Like, that's when I feel the most in my space. And we talked before about this, you know, push-pull of be who you are, but then other people are saying, well, you can't, it's not okay to be who you are because we need for you to be this. We need for you to be talkative or big or out there and social. And so what tips might you have for helping somebody find their own authentic presence and voice?
Well, self-reflection is a great thing. However, if you're blocked with that, which I can understand, it's not always. A lot of people, I think introverts in particular, when you say, tell me your strengths, they go, or you say something generic, like, I'm a nice person. Ugh, please. Yeah, we're all nice. Sorry. Instead, if you ask a few people who really get you, who really know you, let's say a close client, a close friend, somebody, a business partner, a spouse, somebody else in, close to you in your life who really gets you, and you could say, what do you appreciate most about me? I really need to know. And you ask 3-4 people, and you could say, I'm doing this exercise as part of the Self-Promotion for Introverts book, so you give it a little context. You know, you're doing it because you ought to. And and you can do it back for them if you want. It's often eye-opening to find out what other people appreciate about you, and it's not at all obvious.
So as we're, you know, moving out in the world with self-promotion, one of the things that I know that you cover in your books is setting goals and keeping ourselves on track and motivated. And what can we do to set goals for self-promotion that keep us out there and on track and really moving forward in our business while also keeping in mind our specific energy needs?
So setting goals and keeping track of your energy needs, it's such an important thing. I mean, so much science and research has shown that the importance of setting goals, and it gets you so much further than just bumbling your way through. Not that any of your listeners would ever do that.
Of course not.
But I know myself, I've been guilty a few times of bumbling. But I know, if I make a specific goal, like this year I'm going to write a book, and you know, here are the steps I'm going to need to get there, I get there. If I just sort of say, well, I think I'm going to eventually do something involving writing, well, not nearly as concrete and not nearly as effective. So it really works to do that. And using that introvert's energy is so important. So take stock of how you spend your energy and what gives you energy and what drains your energy. And so when you come up with the activities that you need to do to, let's say, promote your business, you really need to take a hard look at budgeting your energy so that you get the most out of yourself for your business.
I love that word, budgeting.
Yeah.
It reminds us that not to spend it all in one place.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you could spend all your energy going to one cocktail party, and that cocktail party might be just full of competitors, which might be nice to just, you know, share some buzz with other competitors, but is that really going to be the best way for you to get business? Or would it be to go swim in another pool? Or maybe show your face at 3 other events this week instead of spending all night at one place where you're not really going to get any business. So think of how can you spend that introvert's energy smartly for your business.
I'm guessing a lot of people who are entrepreneurs who are looking to promote their business are interested in writing books.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you mentioned a few times in your book that writing is not necessarily something that comes naturally to you, and that it was a little bit of work.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. A little bit of work. I mean, like severe crippling writer's block.
So now that it's there, and you know, you've got the physical book there in your hand, and you can kind of, you know, look back with that hindsight, what what do you think was the most important thing you did for yourself that kept you motivated and finishing it, you know?
You want to know the real answer? Other than deeply trusting in myself and affirming my strengths and all that yada yada that you've heard, well, the real thing is a contract.
Oh,
with deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
That's back to setting goals. I sign a contract with a publishing house, and well, first with an agent, then a publishing house. There's no looking back. I will never fail if I, you know, as soon as I commit to something, I never drop the ball. So that was just knowing myself that as soon as I sign a contract, the motor will run and it will happen. I'm very goal oriented.
That's wonderful insight because because I find that, and I'm guessing a lot of listeners are solopreneurs and we're operating on something of an open-ended timetable with and there can be this sense of, well, if I don't publish that article online, nobody's going to know it.
Yeah.
And there's something about being accountable to something outside of yourself.
Yes, and I hear a lot of accountability clubs these days. A lot of people really feeling the need to connect with others, and whether it's online or in person or just phone chats or whatever, but it can make a real difference to have people to say, well, by Friday I'm going to send out my manuscript to 3 agents or whatever it is, whatever the goal may be. But it really makes a difference than just saying, well, I'll get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an accountability partner, and I know one of the things that gives me is confidence to, you know, just saying the goal out loud, saying what I want to accomplish propels me a certain amount.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you and I, one of the earlier interactions that we had was around improv, which is another tool in the toolbox for gaining confidence. And so what led you to do that, and what benefits did you experience?
I think throughout my life, I lead myself to the things I'm most scared of, like writing, like improv. I just, if I'm really afraid of something, I tackle it, or at least I take a good try at tackling it. So with improv, I have never naturally been gifted at speaking on my feet. So I thought, well, I'll just take some improv classes. So I studied for years. And I thought, okay, I'll be the bottom of the class, whatever, it doesn't matter, because I'm not looking to be a professional improviser. I'm just looking to flex some muscles and build some skills. And I think for most introverts, it's not a bad idea, because it gives us some skills that we can use to build our businesses. So a client will ask you a question, or a prospect will ask you a question on the spot. You get a little more comfortable dealing with that. And it's not saying an introvert should become an extrovert. First of all, impossible, but second of all, silly. It's saying use what you've got and then build some skills to make you more comfortable saying things on the spot, or more comfortable punting and saying, gee, I need a little more time, and then I'll give you my best answer.
And it seems like trust is something that comes through studying improv, is, and that is trusting that when you do think on your feet, that you'll survive.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. The gentleman I did the partnership with made a big deal about emphasizing that it's not about improv. Is not about being clever or funny or super smart or being over the top. It's about being real. And when you're comfortable in trusting yourself to be real, that's when you connect with people.
Yes, and if I can add one
yes
of my
and.
Favorite lines.
Yes, exactly.
One of my favorite lines from improv is yes and, which is also you're always building on what you've heard last. Mm-hmm. You're never blocking the other person. You're never blocking your partners or your audience. It's always, hey, great idea. Let's take it here. And then the next person says, yes, and because we'll take it here. And then it keeps going forward, forward, forward. And it's a great way to, I think it's a great way to live, great way to experience your business as well. So it's seeing the open doors rather than the ones that are shut.
Well, thanks for sharing that. 'Cause improv, yes, it is a scary place. It can be.
On the surface,
and when one actually does it, it is surprising what can happen.
Well, it's back to, I'm a big fan of everybody learning to become a public speaker, and I think it's very much tied into improv skills. It's getting comfortable being in front of a room and connecting with your audience or connecting with your partners on stage, and it's getting really grounded and comfortable with that, and it's an invaluable skill in just about anyone's career, especially as an entrepreneur, getting out there and doing speaking engagements, running groups, whatever it is, but it's a great thing for visibility and great for business.
So here's a question for you. When you are when you're tired of all that visibility and you need a break from all that business.
Oh yeah.
And you are granted a year's vacation on Introvert Island.
Uh-huh.
Get a little chance to break away from it all expenses paid.
Ooh.
But the catch is that you've only got room for 3 books in your suitcase.
Ooh, this is a great question.
What would you take and
why?
Take?
Yeah. Okay, what would I take and why? Okay, now, I will say, disclaimer, which is I've read so many amazing books, and this is what's on my night table right now for my next vacation. Okay, so one would be Creating Your Best Life, The Ultimate Life List Guide by Carolyn Adams Miller. And it's an inspiring book. It's all about you. It's all about goals. It's all about being a happy person, the 100 things you do before you die. And it's just an uplifting book. And it's science-based. It's research-based. So that's one. Another is a book that I just adore, and I want to just give it a fresh read, which is Accidental Branding. And it's all about entrepreneurs. So it's how ordinary people build extraordinary brands. David Vinjamori, yeah. And then another one I just received and I just started reading, but I want to finish it. And that is Using LinkedIn, because I want to get a deeper knowledge of it because it's invaluable and it's pervasive now. Mm-hmm. So, and that's by Patrice Ann Rutledge.
So how can people learn more about you and self-promotion for introverts and what you have to offer?
Sure. You can go on my blog, which is www.selfpromotionforintroverts.com. No dashes or anything, just selfpromotionforintroverts.com. I'm accessible. I coach, and I'm available to talk to people. So
great.
And I love having a dialogue. I'm also on Facebook. I've got a fan page there and LinkedIn and all the Twitter and all that stuff.
Terrific. My guess is if anybody just Googles self-promotion for introverts, you'll come up in all of the right places.
All the right places, right.
Yeah. And I do highly recommend to my listeners to obviously get the book, Self-Promotion for Introverts, but also to follow Nancy on her blog. She's got some especially timely topics for introverts
being
discussed on there and really furthering our cause.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And one of the things I love about your book and wrapping up here is that it's not only full of practical tools to help us become pros at self-promotion, but you've also got some really colorful stories about being fearless. I see it as just fearless. In getting quotes from people like Warren Buffett and Magic Johnson and Bill Clinton. So I wish we had time to talk a little bit more about those, but maybe we can save that for another time, and certainly people can read about it in the book. But it all adds up to a book that's both informative and inspiring.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you so much, and I really admire all the work you're doing online and creating such an amazing community of introverts and introvert entrepreneurs. So I'm following you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is Beth Bielow, the Introvert Entrepreneur. Very special thanks to Nancy Ankowitz for joining us today, and thank you for spending this time with us. Join me each week for insights, information, and inspiration for introverts who know that success is an inside job. If you'd like to learn more, please visit theintrovertentrepreneur.com. You can also find a growing community of introvert entrepreneurs on Facebook at facebook.com/theintrovertentrepreneur. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next time.